What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
What is going to be interesting is what happens with the third pick of the second round and then from then on. And so you will continue on down that. How many of these guys can or will get fully guaranteed contracts, and how many of them will agree to certain deals that maybe it was better than last year, but it's not 100% moving forward. So teams don't want to set precedents. Agents certainly want to set precedents because that helps in recruiting materials that they can send out to get more and more athletes in the future. But it's always great if you can get these rookies on the field. There's still a week, but everyone's waiting on what that guy above them is doing before they press play on their plan.
Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports. That was said yesterday before. It was said yesterday in the morning. And it's where we were all kind of looking at to Nick Emmanuori. He's the next guy. What's going to happen? But it also kind of went the way Jones was talking about how it essentially, once some of these guys got deals that weren't necessarily 100% guaranteed, we might see a more of a ripple. The assumption, though, was you were going to go down the line, and that was how it was going to maybe work. It didn't. Instead, Alfred Collins, if you missed it, last night signed his rookie deal with the San Francisco 49ers. He's picked two spots after TJ Sanders of the Bills. And for his contract, it is a four-year, $10.3 million deal. Includes $90 million of that guaranteed, which is good for 88%. And so now it is a bit of the waiting game. Again, this is on the Pacific Coast, obviously with San Francisco. So when it was signed, I think at like 10:30 last night in the East, it was around 7-ish, 7:30-ish on the West Coast. Now we're kind of waiting to see who the next domino is to fall. And they're not all going to be dominoes. I am of the belief it's going to be kind of a group of them that all kind of go around the same time. I do think the Bills with TJ Sanders, because Collins plays that same position, will be a part of that first group. But I do think it could be kind of quick because now we all have kind of that middle ground number. We have the top. And Derek, like you pointed out in the first hour, it'll move a lot like the first round in that sense where there's a pay scale for where you're picked in your round.
And it's also that like the 11th pick of the second round is still on a higher tier there, 88% of guaranteed money. It kind of allows for the rest of 3 through 10 to fill in appropriately. From 100% fully guaranteed to 88%. We'll find out what starts what.
Mm-hmm.
But in that clip, you hear, what's the guy above me do? And then we go in with our game plan. The good news is that there is now someone other than Nick Emmanuel's agent that can have that answer.
I think without even realizing it, yeah, like because Higgins and Schwesinger were signed relatively, I mean, I think it was like the next day Schwesinger was signed after Higgins, and it was somewhat early into the signing process for a lot of these guys. It has been a lot of people kind of just waiting on Emmanuel.
So it's Seattle, it's the problem.
But, you know, are they really? Again, like that clip mentioned it, Jones mentioned it. Owners don't want to set precedents. Agents do. And so after 1 and 2 in the second round.
That's their job, baby.
Yeah, and so that's the thing. After 1 and 2, get the 100% guaranteed. Why would Emmanuel at 3 back off of it?
Why would his agent back off of it?
Especially, well, the second overall pick in the second round got it first.
Yeah. So this is standard fare. That's what it's looking like.
And so, yeah, it's changed pretty rapidly, and it is because a guy like Alfred Collins, it was not the third overall pick in the second round. He is in the middle of the second round. And he's not even the first of his positions to be signed in the second round. That would have to be TJ Sanders. And that's where I do think for the Bills, it could be a pretty quick move after this because a guy of his position right around him got signed already. And it's 88% guaranteed. We've mentioned it, 89, 90 is probably in Sanders' range. Great. It's still a lot of money, and it quickly becomes for both sides. Are we really going to cause you to miss reps in training camp starting next week over a few hundred thousand dollars in year 4 of a contract? And so that's the thing now, is how quickly does this start ramping up? I think it could be very early today that it starts going.
And again, the Bills probably have a chance to help break this open. Because a player that's picked 2 picks after them at the same position that they made a selection with, all you got to do is be a little bit higher than 88% guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Done. You look at the contract details and you go, okay, we could work with this. And then you get other players now that would be affected by this, mm-hmm. especially, most importantly, Mason Taylor, the Jets tight end.
That poor guy's just sitting there.
You'd be just like, okay, well, I guess we're done here. But also, Tyler Shuck. If the Bills get done, the Saints, and one of the bigger second-round hurdles that there is up next.
And I thought they were in a bad negotiating spot because of how their quarterback room has shaken out. Derek Carr retiring. You took Shuck in the second round, I think with most people assuming to start this year. And so for him,
at some point.
And so for him, his negotiation would be, I'm going to be your starting quarterback. Why would I not have a fully guaranteed deal?
Yeah, and especially because of the fact that, like, as the quarterback being taken, though, you might also recognize, like, as an agent, you might recognize this is a bad roster. They're going to move on from you after year 1. We're going to get as much money as we can.
Bingo. Exactly. So I think they were put in a
bad
spot.
Yes.
In how they wanted to do this. And they may have been just in a better spot to just do it and deal with it. But they're in so many cap problems. I think they don't want to do any of that.
They don't want to do any of it.
Even though I think it would be absolutely a better move for them.
But if the Bills get this done, that's the next major hurdle that has to be cleared is Tyler Shuck.
Mm-hmm.
Shuck, I think Harris with the Chargers with Trey Harris is one of those big ones because he's like the open holdout. The other most interesting one, I think, because of what has happened with him and the situation he's now put himself into, is Judkins.
Yeah.
Why would I want to give a bunch of guaranteed money if you're already getting in trouble?
I'll be honest. He has now become somebody I'm not even putting into this box of the second round. And that sucks for Cleveland. But, he was arrested.
Yeah.
And so I think that's become almost an entirely different conversation of,
why would I give you any guaranteed
anything?
Money? And, like, that's another one that could break the system right there.
Mm-hmm.
The Browns being in a situation of breaking the system. Who would have thought? Whether it's their fault or not.
They were one of the teams, though, that had 2 second-round picks and in relatively quick successions, 33 and 36.
Chicago, I'm kicking the dirt.
They have 3, right?
Yes.
Yep, and Burden also has already actually missed reps. Not because he was holding out. He's been dealing with an injury.
Yeah.
So where most of these rookies haven't missed any reps, I think most of them have been at rookie minicamp and the mandatory minicamp. There hasn't really been any issues there. Chicago has been dealing with that, at least with Luther Burden, with his injuries. And Ben Johnson has openly lamented that, of how important it is for these guys to be on the field in their rookie year. I mean, especially how fast the rookie years move. You go from literally the end of your college season into draft process to the draft. Rookie, and there's no slowdown period. There's no time where you can breathe.
Also, the situation with Mike Green is one that I would watch with vested interest.
Was he a second-round pick? He was, yes.
Green
he was
fell right, he was the right second the second, round.
Yes. I thought he'd gotten to the third. That's my bad.
Baltimore took him with the second-round pick. That's one that I would want to watch because of the situation he's dealing with. He's also at the end. He's closer to the end of the second round.
Mm-hmm.
So you could look at it that way. There's a lot that you look at here and think, it's good that there's a domino that fell, but this still makes 29. How is it going to bend out over the next week is going to be the biggest question in all of this.
Yeah.
That's where I would want to look at this. And with this all being so unprecedented with how late it is and how an entire round almost is still left unsigned, for one player to help try to change the narrative a little bit or even just give us more to talk about on it is a bigger deal than not. But you look at some of these problem spots of like Judkins, Shuck, Harris, and Green based on either situations or legality. But I think of Harris as the one that's publicly stated as like the holdout, and Shuck being the projected starter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two are just, you know, you've got some legal concerns that we should be really worried about.
Yeah.
I also think that Will Johnson's one that I would want to watch with a vested interest because you want to make sure you get that.
His injury guaranteed history. Money. His injury history. I mean, that's why he's not one of the.
That's why he's not a first rounder.
I mean, honestly, we got there on draft night too because we were talking a lot about Will Johnson and we all kind of had that feeling the Bills would go corner, and his name came up. We're just like, I mean, talent wise, he's the guy, but we all kind of had that same realization, me, you, and Nate Geary, that once the Chargers didn't take him, it was like, oh, okay, his college coach didn't take him, maybe because of injuries. And then, of course, the Bills end up passing over him. They take Max Hairston. But, yeah, I mean, there's a few guys in here that are going to be looking for guarantees because, hey, either Tyler Shuck, I'm on a bad football team. You're probably going to have to move off. You're probably going to move off of me. I want to make as much money as possible.
That's a hard stance to be on.
Injuries. And then other guys, Mike Green, twice accused of sexual assault, once in high school, once at college, caused him to transfer from the University of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And he falls out of the first round almost kind of, it seemed solely out because of that. And almost out of the second, almost because of that. Because he was dominant at the Senior Bowl. He looked great.
He looked incredible. But teams really did not like what they found out, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, because he is the fourth pick and a team that already gave guaranteed money to the first pick of the third round, Cleveland with Judkins. And I really think that one's going to be a long-term issue. But then if I look at Miami's pick, New England's pick immediately after, this guy hasn't signed yet. Why can't we hold strong?
Yeah.
There are unintended consequences to the Judkins situation. And even Emmanuori. Because Emmanuori might be a guy that would want to ask for that guaranteed money. But say Cleveland gets something done with Judkins first for some strange reason, and it's not all this guaranteed money because of what just happened, Emmanuori's suddenly in a weird spot. But Seattle absolutely should want to make sure that this guy is on the field. Rangy, talented player like that, you want to make sure he's not
But a raw prospect.
That's
the thing, too. Yeah. And that's maybe the most interesting thing of the second round guys. You will get a lot of super talented dudes, but that are raw.
They're unrefined.
They need more reps, unrefined. Emmanuori fits the bill. Emmanuori, I mean, we all talked about him a lot.
Emmanuori was a threat to be a first rounder.
almost entirely based off his athletic profile. Not because you're like, oh, he's stalwart safety, no worries. That was Malachi Starks. Emmanuel was, he might just be the best athlete of the draft. You can't really afford to have him miss a ton. I bring it up, too, because even looking at the second round last year, look what happened with Cole Bishop because he missed 2 weeks due to an injury.
Yeah, he fell
behind. He never
behind.
Caught up. And for some of these teams, too, it would be the same thing of the guy just never catches up. Might be talented, but just didn't pick up reps, slowly building into it. All of a sudden now, if it's a lengthy holdout, you're jumping in when pads get brought in, so there was no like ramp-up period here. And you can get left by the wayside very, very quickly. It's one thing that I look at with Landon Jackson for the Bills, a third-round pick who is signed, but was put on PUP earlier this week when rookies reported. By all reports after that, it seemed to be it's not anything major. It's more precautionary. The hope is he'll be ready to go by practice. But if he's not, already now one of your pieces on the defensive line, you may have to sit there and go, we'll see. Because just last year, in a safety room that arguably needed a lot of help, they could never convincingly go to Cole Bishop because of how far he had fallen behind due to an injury picked up.
Right.
Now you look at some of these guys, and this is where we've talked about how quickly will these coaches and executives get really irritated because they went up in the second round, they got these guys.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, again, as I mentioned a few times, just a few thousand dollars at the end of the fourth year, that's what we're going to fight over.
Right.
So that we're not going to get this guy in the field. And the Bills, of course, are really one of the bigger ones because they trade up big to go get TJ Sanders.
He is 15 spots.
I would imagine a pretty integral part to the rebuilt defensive line. And so if he's not signed quickly, there will be irritation, I think, across the board from the organization. Because it's, why? What are we doing? We're in the middle of a Super Bowl window. Let's go. For Seattle, Emmanuel, we're building this lengthy, athletic secondary. Emmanuel might be the last piece of that. With Weatherspoon and Woolen already a part of that at cornerback.
Yes.
They've got such a lengthy defense. What are we doing? And they have a defensive coach as well. So he's probably sitting there going, what are we doing? Let's go. Get the ball rolling.
Get the ball rolling. And there, like I said, there's so much to this. Like Houston.
We need to build our all offensive line.
We need our offensive line. And the only offensive lineman that we even managed to take in Ursary is the one that's not signed. Is it our fault? Are we the bad guy? Because we offered a fully guaranteed contract, and now he's looking at his fellow second-round draft mate and going, you got one. What about me?
I think it is that is maybe
that's the wildest
most,
part.
The most wild thing from all of that is that Houston gets the receiver, which is important. I'm not saying it's not. I mean, we don't know what's going on with Tank Dell. They've lost Stephon Diggs. The Jaden Higgins pick made a ton of sense. It is just more that they only could get the one offensive lineman. Can't ever say his last name, but he's out of Minnesota. Ursary. And that's not the guy they were able to sign. Now, of course, that ultimately comes because he's much later in the second round.
Higgins makes sense, too, because it was a trade-out because they didn't like how the first round shook out with offensive line. So they bailed.
But he's much later in the second round, so I know they're having a tough time with that. But I don't know. They needed help on the offensive line.
He was also, oddly enough,
it all down.
The next offensive lineman taken after pick 32 in Kansas City took their guy.
Yeah, Josh Simmons, yeah.
But Houston clearly didn't like Simmons, bailed, picked Higgins, moved back up in the second round to take Ursary, and now it's like the one player that we knew that we could get in terms of value, because he's the next offensive lineman taken, but we can't get him signed? Why can't we get him signed? Oh, you offered a fully guaranteed contract to your other guy? We want one too.
And that's the thing, is like this whole situation has put a lot of teams in a bad spot. We look at it almost solely from the Bills, but it has put so many teams in a bad situation because second-round picks are still highly valuable assets.
To be in the room talking with Demetrius Knight Jr. and the Cincinnati Bengals. To be in the room. Or on the Zoom call or on a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I would...
I would love to find a way to legally tap into that phone conversation.
Cincinnati may have forgotten they drafted Demetrius Knight. With everything going on with Shamar Stewart and Trey Hendrickson, they may have completely forgot. What Especially because he's going to be turning 25. They may think he's already signed and been there for 3 years. They have got so many other things going on.
There's so many problems with the Bengals. They're just going to be like, oh, God, we forgot about that one.
Like, not even rudely. They just may have.
We forgot. Hang on.
But yeah, it's a lot of these teams that I do look at, and most of them would have just loved for this to be done. And now that they're approaching training camp, it's become much more serious. Saints, I think, maybe the most, though.
Saints, the most. Bears, probably the second most, because that's three players that you had second-round picks for, and you're able to bring in none of them because there's an entire second-round thing.
Just, I think it's going to start going soon, but, I mean, we're also sitting here at almost 11:30, and there hasn't been anything since.
There's not a peep. And that's the other part of it that I think is going to drive us relatively a little local in all this, is that we are hearing nothing. We don't even hear anything about TJ Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
About the rookies reporting. Did Sanders? We don't know. None of us know. None of us have any idea. It's also because when rookies report, media is still not allowed to be there.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you, though, I am taking the old saying of no news is good news. I think the fact that we have not really heard any report outside of Trey Harris, any report else that guys are not showing up, that they're holding out, I think probably means a lot of these guys are showing up. Now, to that point, because none of these guys have a contract, they can't be fined.
Correct.
But I think it is also a good idea for them to still show up. You can take part in meetings. You can do all that stuff. You can still get settled into your camp. Mm-hmm. And I think that's maybe one of the most important parts.
It's
a
smarter play for a rookie, especially to do that.
And that's where I get very nervous for Trey Harris, where he's holding out. And he's at the later end of the second round. That is probably a really bad spot to
be. And
you
are also the team that plays a game first.
Yep. That is I think they're in a bad spot, too. Most of these teams are.
Who's in the worst spot? And I think I'm going with either Chicago or Cincinnati.
You're at Chicago or Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. What's worse? A team that has not had their first two picks signed in the first and second round? Mm-hmm. Or a team that is missing almost half of its draft class because they had three second-round picks?
That's the thing. I think New Orleans probably is tanking. They're... I mean, we mentioned it with Chuck. Like, why he'd want a fully guaranteed deal is you're going to move off of me here pretty soon.
You really going to start Spencer Rattler?
Almost.
You really going to do that?
Yeah, like, almost likely you're going to move off of me next year, and I'll just be
or
here
Jake
sitting
Haner.
Here. But I think you're right. It is Chicago because you had three second-round picks on a team that needs talent. And you've already had an issue with Luther Burden picking up an injury and not being able to participate in the earlier offseason camps. You kind of need him on the field.
You draft an offensive lineman in Trapillo. You draft a defensive tackle in Turner. These are all pieces that you need to help build your team back. A team that is already dealing with a crisis because of the fact that there was a book written where the quarterback you drafted last year was slamming the organization and then proved to be right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Yeah.
About the coaching staff that he was worried about. And if that quarterback does not look good, and you have several players in the second round still holding out, suddenly Chicago's in disarray all over again. Welcome to the job, Ben Johnson.
That's a hell of a start.
Here's a bunch of fires to put out.
Yeah, it's not great.
And then Cincinnati being Cincinnati is just...
kind of feels par for the course.
They're in a different territory, though, because their first-round pick is also debating going back to school and then going back into the draft. Like, you have upset him that badly, and your second-round pick is unsigned because of all this stuff, mm-hmm. and Trey Hendrickson is also openly pissed and speaking out against you.
803-0550, the number two call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here until 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR.
Welcome back, everyone. Some breaking news in the NFL.
They heard us.
We've been talking about those second-round picks. Are they going to get signed here pretty soon? And Ian Rapoport is reporting we have our next one. It is another defensive tackle, Shamar Turner of the Chicago Bears.
The Bears getting one of their three done and the last of the three. This is the this is the third last pick of the second round.
Now, on that, at least from Rapoport, we don't actually have the words on – we know it's a four-year contract, right? It's his rookie deal. We don't have yet word on what it'll actually be for the percentages, but we'll see. But now Ian Rapoport is reporting another name in the second round to get signed, defensive tackle Shamar Turner. And Derek, as you also mentioned there too, it's one of their last guys. There's two more picks in the second round. He's right at the end. And he's the last defensive tackle there. Now, I think if you're the Bills, it's time to get T.J. Sanders done. The two guys that broke the logjam were defensive tackles.
The defensive tackles.
You have your numbers.
But also, I'm thinking it's starting to make sense that it just becomes that because the defensive tackles are the ones reporting. Such a great position this year in the draft. They're the ones stopping the logjam.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much talent
around.
They're
the ones causing a logjam for
running
games.
There it is. And also, that would mean that T.J. Sanders is the last defensive tackle of the entire draft class. Nope. Norman Lott, the pick after Turner, is also unsigned.
Okay.
So there's two D-tackles left. One in Kansas City and one in Buffalo. I'm okay with letting the Chiefs beat me on this one.
All right, I'm glad we're finally getting the logjam going. I was getting worried. I'm like, are we really? No one's going to react to the one last night. No one's going to start moving.
And it's another D tackle though. Like now, it just makes more sense of Bills get it done because now
I do not want to bring up that fear that I brought up on the at the end of the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely not. I don't want to have that conversation.
No. The rest
of your position is effectively done.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's left? The D-tackle that's picked right after Shamar Turner and the D-tackle that was picked two picks ahead of Alfred Collins. The two players that have signed within the last 24 hours.
So now, in a sense, I mean, you're up.
You're up.
I'm still waiting to see if we've gotten anything on how much his contract is guaranteed. Bills I have not Chiefs. Seen anything yet.
Figure it out.
I've not seen anything yet, but we do know he has signed his four-year rookie contract. It's the second D-tackle in just about a 12-hour period here. And so now it's I think this is going to start moving quick.
What the hell? I found something that is totally irrelevant to any of this conversation, but it is sports-related.
Mm-hmm.
Gerard Gallant going to be a head coach at the KHL.
I thought what? I saw that.
What?
I thought I saw that.
All right. Interesting.
On the Shamar Turner thing, though, we were literally just talking about the Bears maybe being in the worst situation. They have 3 second-round picks.
They got the third one done.
It probably also isn't that surprising, realistically, that they maybe would budge first once the first domino fell. Because, as you pointed out, we need to get these guys. This is a big part of our draft. Big part of our offseason rebuild.
And now they can work upwards. Like, mm-hmm. they can, independent of the rest of the second round, work upwards.
Yep.
In terms of how much guaranteed money is there, for example. If it comes out that Turner got a fully guaranteed contract, by the way, though, like...
I'm waiting to see what the numbers are, because if it's close to what Alfred Collins got, that'd be a little surprising, because there's such a discrepancy between when each were picked. But if it's a fully guaranteed contract, all of a sudden, I'll tell you right now, I don't think the logjam is cleared up at all.
No.
Then it just becomes whoever's budging first.
Now it's more infighting.
And each team becomes kind of their own entity. No one's moving together. And so that's why I'm curious where the number is. I can't even fully tell you, sitting here waiting for where he'd maybe sit. Maybe it's 65%, 70%. Maybe. But it's unknown. All we know now is that it's another guy at the same position as the Bills' second-round pick in TJ Sanders. Now, again, I think it is good news that up to this point, no one outside of Trey Harris has been logged as a holdout.
Correct.
It has not been reported. He is the only one. So I assume most of these guys who have reported with their rookies, because not everyone reported together, I would imagine most of these guys then that reported with rookies did report. And that, if anything, it would be a hold-in. Now, they don't get fined because they're not under a contract, but I think it is also massively important in your rookie year that you're there at the start, you're there with team meetings, stuff like that, getting everything situated, your positional meetings, everything before practice begins. I think that's a massively important part. I think most people would agree. I think most people would. Now it just becomes who's next. I still imagine TJ Sanders has to be one of the first one gone, and I think even more so because the defensive tackle position has been the one that is breaking the logjam. He is the first one of the second round.
Yes, and again, it's just something to restate. The Bills, it just makes too much sense now to be next, or the Chiefs.
Especially with it being another defensive tackle. You two are the only ones left
but also,
that
what
have
a,
done it.
What a gem of a class.
All right. A lot of fun to research and keep up on, and then here they are doing the work. Speaking of defensive line, though, we haven't actually been able to bring it up, but this happened right around the Alfred Collins signing as well, and that is Von Miller finds his next team. It is Washington. He goes there. I think it's just a one-year deal. It's nothing crazy. Probably vet minimum or around there. But he goes to Washington. They've done a lot of revamping. We've mentioned that. They've also done a ton to help out their offensive line. Connerly was their first-round pick. Josh Connerly Jr., the offensive tackle out of Oregon. They also traded for Laremy Tunsil. I mean, we mentioned their wide receivers a lot, but they've done a good bit of work on the team as a whole.
Debo Samuel.
And now Von Miller, they bring in as likely just a pass-rushing specialist. But hey, they kind of need that. That'll work. We'll see how much juice he's got left.
I know
there are definitely some people in Bill's Mafia that believe he had some left. And even maybe argue, I mean, we took a call yesterday. Who gives you more, Von or Joey Bosa?
Right. And I do think comfortably that it is Joey Bosa. But I also don't know what it's going to take for health reasons. Both of them are dealing with injury. Bosa is kind of like a career thing where he's constantly had issues.
Mm-hmm.
Miller, it has only shown up late in his career, with a devastating one suffered with Buffalo. Though with Washington, I'm very interested in the fact that like they got veteran heavy real quick after they found a quarterback.
I think it's the way to do it.
They are going after it, recognizing it. All the more reason to be confused as to why the McLaurin situation is happening.
I think that's why, like maybe it is. So you brought it up.
It's got to be term.
Really is. He's looking at, I want a 5-year deal. No void. I want security for five or six years.
Like, it's got to be that. It's got to be term.
But then I think very quickly, and it's, you won't ever have these really go out. And because if you did, I think a lot of Washington fans would probably go, no. You're not going to hamstring the team years from now. You're 29.
It's got to be the
term.
It'd
be one thing if he was 25 years old, 26 years old, and you're like, yeah.
Okay. You grow together.
We'll grow together. You're going to be there at the early part of Daniel's career, probably not his prime.
You're not in for the back nine.
You know, this isn't – here, perfect example. Stephon Diggs gets traded to the Bills at, what, 26, 27 years old, about there.
Yep.
So the extension for him made a lot of sense. He was still in his prime. McLaurin is at the end of it.
Correct.
And it's not like he has and that too. Allen Diggs in 1 year broke a ton of Bills passing records. McLaurin, very good receiver, but even in terms of Washington, Art Monk's number 81 jersey is getting retired this year. So it's not like McLaurin and Daniels broke records first year together, and it's Daniels' rookie year, I get it. But also being 29, it's not like there's going to be this expectation that he's all of a sudden going to become, at the end of his career, in the twilight of it, a 1,400-yard receiver. That likely won't happen. It just won't. At least based off history with turning 30 years old, very few of these guys continue to go. And McLaurin isn't somebody that is not – how do I want to put this? It's not that he does most of his career based off his physical attributes, but it's not like he's just that crisp route runner. I don't have the greatest physical tools. I just get open kind of – he's not that guy.
Right.
He's a kind of do-it-all, but those guys will fall quick. And even Stephon Diggs, who I'd argued had more years in him because of the kind of receiver he was, it took one injury. Now we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. And he still got rewarded handsomely though. And – that's the thing, is that you don't know what's going to happen with the skill set of a player after a certain amount of time. It's got to be term with Washington and McLaurin. It has to be. I'm convinced. Like, yeah, the production thing that you brought up, but like, it's got to be the term. Plus the money. There's no way they want to hamstring themselves. Like, they want to reward McLaurin, but like, they want to do it on their terms and on their time. And it would be 4 years. Yeah, I don't.
Do you think he reports to camp?
Ooh.
He said with the media he was undecided yet.
And he heard nothing. Maybe showing up to camp means there's discussion started. Put your foot forward, try to have good faith in negotiations, and you look like the good guy. After you left camp, mini camp,
mm-hmm.
and you come back to training camp, even as a hold in, it makes a lot of sense for McLaurin to show up.
I think also, though, from a negotiation tactic, being a captain, and everything I've seen from Washington media, really highly respected guy in the locker room, it might actually be better for him to not show up, to really show the organization and the team, he's ticked off.
There's two sides to this where like you mm-hmm. show your displeasure or you try to put your best foot forward for negotiations to start back up. You haven't heard from the team in a month.
Man, the lack of communication thing always kind of boggles the mind.
It kind of is rubbing me the wrong way.
But I always wonder, what caused the communication to stop? And so I do wonder, was it that McLaurin is so dead set on, I'm getting a 4-5 year deal, and it's going to be big, and you're going to kind of anchor this team with my contract?
Yes.
I don't care. I've earned it. I mean, because then you hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But then, early years of his career, perfect example, look at Houston. Houston did everything they could receiver-wise to get C.J. Stroud the best weapons he could. His offensive line, though, was terrible.
Right.
A lot of penalties, a lot of sacks given up. The offense went down. What happens to Jaden Daniels this year, who, I mean, look at the quarterback list. Most people in the NFL that work in the NFL believe him to be a top five quarterback. But what happens if all of a sudden his best receiver is Deebo Samuel, who's in his 30s and was never a particularly good wide receiver. He was a great weapon.
But then Washington can counter back with what happened with Buffalo.
They were able to make it work with just a bunch of guys.
But a great offensive line.
And they put a lot of resources.
The NFL is a copycat league.
Yep. Trading for Laremy Tunsil. First round pick. They go tackle out of Oregon and Connerly.
Maybe. It could be. Like, the NFL is a copycat league. And the Bills have consistently been one of the best teams in the league for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they, largely because your quarterback and your offensive line are fantastic.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, Allen is in his seventh year when they try everybody eats it
right.
first. Right. Then Daniels is going into his second.
So they might. right. Like, that's true, because, like, Allen had already ascended. And in his ascension, I would argue most people would say a big part of it was getting that receiver there for him in 2020.
Getting a receiver that he trusts.
And then by the end of it was like, okay, he's matured enough.
He's trusted now everybody at that point and himself more to where it's, yeah, you're right, but also, I like being copied.
803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. This is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here as we get you ready for Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. It does appear that the last of the positional top 10 rankings for ESPN was released today. It was the cornerbacks. And funny enough, this was, Derek, a list that I – because initially we had talked about it when James Cook came out. He was on 8, and, you know, who do you think could be in the top 10 list next year? And we had a few people bring up Christian Benford. And I said, I kind of want to wait to see the top 10 list for corners before I put him on there, because I thought there was maybe a good chance at least he was honorable mention or receiving votes. That is not true. He is not in the top 10. He is not in the honorable mentions. And the only Bills corner receiving votes is Taron Johnson. And he was at the towards the end of receiving votes.
And that's even funnier because Johnson is previously an all-pro corner at the nickel position. But then again, how seriously am I taking a list that has Jalen Ramsey effectively what looks like at 11th?
Yeah, this...
And Trayvon Diggs is an honorable mention.
Yeah, this list very much felt like, what's your reputation already? Okay, throw it in. And I know cornerback is a tough position to rank because it is really year by year. 1 year you get a ton of picks, ton of targets, and it's great.
Sauce Gardner's aggregate is third.
Yeah.
Or fifth, excuse me.
Yep.
His lowest ranking, though, is unranked.
Christian Gonzalez is another one. He's at sixth. His highest ranking, though, was one. His lowest ranking was unranked.
Yeah, like there's a lot of volatility in this list, and it kind of tells me nobody knows what they're doing evaluating corners.
I think it's just tough because it really is a year-by-year position of, were you getting targeted or not? The stats may look great because you're not getting targeted.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
But it's also the same argument, yeah, but that you're not going through the same volume of issues that other guys are going through. Patrick Surtain at one makes complete sense. He won the Defensive Player of the Year award. That makes complete sense. And to be fair, Derek Stingley Jr. at two also makes a ton of sense. He has been getting better and better since he got to Houston. But after that, it becomes a very year-to-year thing.
It's a very volatile, because also you look at the rankings.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest ranking, Denzel Ward, highest ranking, two. Lowest ranking, unranked. And he comes in at third on the list.
Even McDuffie.
McDuffie falls to 10th, and then everyone else's lowest ranking is just not on the board. Yeah, I'm starting to think that nobody knows what they're doing talking about cornerbacks, and that's perfectly fine.
It's not that no one knows what they're doing. It's just it is a very volatile position. It's
volatile. It's reputation, and it's also
your scheme.
Not.
It's your scheme.
It's also not. Like, Sauce Gardner is someone who's like widely known around the league.
His first 2 years were great. Third year, not so much.
But then you see that teams have him unranked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very much a combination of volatility and reputation.
Yeah.
So Christian Benford, who is neither volatile
or has a reputation. Being a sixth round pick.
Being a quiet case of successful corner. I'm not surprised at all he didn't get a vote. Not in the slightest. Taron Johnson at least has the past reputation of being a former All-Pro.
Mm-hmm. And then neither of them really have the statistics to and the blank statistics, interceptions and such, that make you go, oh well, we have to acknowledge that guy. Because that's Trayvon Diggs' whole thing.
Yeah.
He's not a very good cover corner. He gets picks.
Yeah.
Because he's a former college receiver.
And just like, come on. Yeah, this one to me is like, if you're getting mad about this list, I'll do you a favor. Don't.
And then also, if you did miss it, another domino in the second round pick holdouts has fallen. It is Shamar Turner, another defensive tackle for the Bears. The first of their three second round picks. So we'll see if that continues into today.
I thought there was another.
But it did take till about 11:30 for us to get anything. We are still waiting to see if TJ Sanders is one of these first guys to fall. I think it'll happen. I don't think the Bills want to be part of the Hard Knocks documentary and become the face of second round picks still holding out, especially when there's only two more defensive tackles in round two, and it's you and Kansas City.
Hey, you know something real quick, a mini plug? We're going to be at MafiaCon on Saturday, so make sure to go out and enjoy that with us. We'll be joining Alex Brasky on that Saturday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this has been the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sabres Live, coming up next!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.